So first of all, can I say thank you to us as a church? One of the we give 10% of our regular income away to other charities that support people to do things for the kingdom of God that we can't do, but they can. And Boaz is one of the organisations that we've been supporting for the last few years. Thank you. Actually, the money you give into the church, some of it is used for building, some of it is used to pay for my salary and whatever else, and some of it is given away to bless other people who we can't bless in person. Because no one finds it easy to leave their home, do they? To leave behind everything that is familiar and head into the totally unknown. But thanks to war or political or ethnic or religious persecution, far too many people in our world, as we're seeing on our televisions at the moment, find themselves fleeing for their lives. Some, and it is a tiny fraction, end up in Britain, where they can find it difficult to prove their story. If you're running for your life, your mind isn't necessarily on evidence that you need to collect and take with you to prove your case. And when you have your first hearing, you might be able to have someone to sit with you. They might even be able to translate it into your language, but they are not allowed to speak. They're not allowed to help you. They're not allowed to advise you. The system in the UK, whilst trying to be good, is far more concerned, it seems, about statistics than it is about people. I'd like to apologise. There is an error in the handout that I've been sending out for the last 2 or 3 weeks. If you do the maths yourself, you'll see the error. It says that there are something like 90,000 asylum seekers each year come to the UK.
I used to work with Boaz.
They're good, aren't they?
I worked with them at the beginning. Yeah.
And so there are 90,000 people that, I think in the My Flyer it says it's 0.8% of people who come to the UK in the year. I'm sorry, it's actually 8%. So 8% of the people that arrive in the UK every year, last year there were 1.2 million of them, 90,000 of them are refugees looking for asylum. They apply for asylum, and if they get a yes, which can take anything up to a year, while they're waiting, they do get some level of benefit and they do get accommodation provided, but it's not what you would call desirable on the whole. It's not necessarily safe. They wait for a really long time for a system that's overloaded. And if they get a yes, they've got 28 days to go and find themselves somewhere to live, to find themselves a job, or to access the benefit system. And actually, these people on the whole are traumatised and struggling. They're just popped out and they have to find their own way. Or if they get a no, 60% of people get a yes, 40% get a no. Of those that get a no, if they reapply, and it can take forever, it seems, literally 6 months, a year, 2 years, to get your case reheard. Of those, a substantial percentage get a yes eventually. So something like 85%, 90% of all those who apply for asylum get it because actually they're entitled to it. They've come from places of persecution, places of struggle, places where their family, they're not here for the money, they're here to try and live. But if you are told no, that's it. You've got 21 days to leave the country or not. If you don't, well, there's no food, there's no benefits, there's no accommodation, you're not allowed to work, you're destitute and you're homeless, unless someone will take you in. So Boaz have two houses, one for those who've had a yes and are trying to find their way into life, and those who have had a no to support them until they get a further clarification. And as soon as someone moves out of the house, when they're ready to go, when they're able to stand on their own 2 feet, the next person moves in. As you heard from Sarah's story, there's a 10-month waiting list at least. But what they do is they love people, like Boaz in our story did to Ruth. They treat them with respect, whatever their story, and they seek to help them to find their way through and to know that someone in this country cares. And actually, our money pays for that, so it's showing that we care. However, the pros and cons of the system, and the system is flawed, but at least it's trying. You know, there are people there that love and care on our behalf. That's the story. I know it's quite a heavy story and quite a hard thing to hear, but Boaz in the story of Ruth and Naomi, Boaz is a man who just knew what God's heart was, which was for the poor and the broken and the lost and the destitute. And he made these rules. You can't harvest your field twice because we want to give people a chance to help themselves. No one should be without because of the way the system works. So thank you for supporting Boaz as a church. If you'd like to support them individually, that would be lovely. If you'd rather not, that's also fine. But as we remember the amazing good things, you know, our homes, our food, our households, our technology, all of those things, they are a gift from God. Had we been born in another time or in another place, our story would be different, wouldn't it? My story would be different. Your story would be different. But God would still have loved us just as much. Let's pray. Father God, we have so much to thank you for. Help us to show our gratitude in how we use what you've given us and how we respond to the needs of others. In Jesus' name, amen.